Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris, some interesting times. Literally over the last few minutes, ESPN accidentally leaked the women's bracket. And here we are. They had to bump up the women's selection show a couple of hours. That's a big place. You don't often see something like this happen there, though.
No, you know, it's certainly not the way you build it up. You know, there's a lot of people who are really upset by this. Nobody means to screw up. I don't know exactly what happened. But did something like this happen years ago with the men's tournament? Wasn't there a leak years ago in the men's tournament? These things are given to the networks as they prepare to unveil the brackets, and it happens. I mean, I guess the news out of all of it is that the Lady Vols streak continues. They're back in the tournament. There was a lot of. And everybody I talked to felt pretty confident that they would get in. That there just weren't a lot of teams on the bubble, you know, that would knock them out. And even with, you know, the season that they had, that they still probably were going to be, most people felt like they were getting into the 10 or 11 seed, and that their 11th seed playing UCLA.
It's interesting, Chris, you know, living in Tennessee, obviously you're going to have a whole lot of alums of the school that you talk to, and you're going to have fans of all the programs that you talk to. And I'm always that person who I don't ever want to lose for draft position. I don't ever want my school to lose. So somebody gets, I never want my team to lose, but I talked to several people who were dead serious and said, I don't want them to make the tournament because I think that's the only thing that will cause change in that coaching spot.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think the fact that they did or didn't make the tournament would be her future would hinge on merely making the tournament. Probably the best way to say it. Had they not made the tournament, then maybe it would have been easier.
Yeah.
But I still think, you know, just making the tournament, and certainly if they lose the first game and don't play well, and I don't think that is a huge feather in Holly Patty. Cap as far as retaining her job. I think it goes a lot deeper than that. You know, it's this gold former believe that she can get the program back to where it's always been, where all the Tennessee fans and you know, expect it to be. And just merely making the tournament or not making the tournament, I don't think is, you know, that, to me that would be the worst reason to bring her back or not bring her back.
Yeah.
You know, it's just because she made the tournament or just because they kept that streak alive. I think it runs much deeper than that, and I think it's one of those things where any AD has to sort of project forward and say, hey, what's the plan? What's the vision? Is there a reason to believe? Is there a hard and fast reason to believe that she can get the program back? Obviously, she's recruited well, but these last 2 years, it's just the product on the floor has not been what it needs to be. And it has not translated. The team, the talent that she has recruited has not responded these last 2 years.
Chris Lowe, our guest, ESPN. Rough loss for Tennessee. There's an Auburn grad in this room, though, who is very happy to celebrate an SEC tournament championship, though, with her.
It's War been Eagle a while there on the plane.
Yeah. You heard the phrase, Mickey, today from Dawn, WDE.
War Dawn Eagle.
That's right. First thing I said when we came in, Chris. It has been a while, though.
The family really rewarded Auburn, didn't they, Dawn? I mean, they sent them out with a Thursday game after they played four games.
In a five seed.
Doesn't that underscore to you guys that, and I've said this, Jay Phillips said it the other day, I think so much of that bracket's done.
Yes.
Agree.
And I don't know that Auburn was rewarded at all.
I think they would have gotten a five seed regardless. And if you look at the teams that won conference tourneys, right? Auburn, Cincinnati, Iowa State, Villanova, none of them were rewarded.
How about Michigan State? Michigan State wins the regular season championship at Big Ten. the tournament championship, and they get to they're the number two seed. What with Duke?
Yeah.
Enjoy that, fellas.
Well, and I kind of feel bad for Duke, too. Like, why do they have to deal with Michigan State on top of it? You know, it kind of goes both ways.
Look at Tennessee's perspective. So if they beat Colgate, they're probably, of course, no, Cincinnati's got to beat Iowa, but they're probably going to get Cincinnati, a team that just won its conference tournament, a tough, gritty defensive team in Columbus, Ohio, you know, 2 hours away from Cincinnati. Now, the location of the ball fans are fired up about that. I don't think it's the same as playing North Carolina and Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know, playing or having to play, say, Texas and Dallas. I don't know that the Cincinnati fans, there'll be a lot of Cincinnati fans there, but I think the Tennessee fans will travel too. It's a drivable game from Nashville. It's about a 6-hour drive. Nashville, not too bad. I don't think you're going to see, it won't be again like you're going to have just a overwhelming Cincinnati crowd there if Tennessee gets there and the Bearcats get there.
A lot of talk, Chris, about what would happen with Belmont and what's the right thing and do mid-majors matter? And son of a gun, they get put in the first four matchups. They made it.
Yeah, and you know what? Good for Rick Byrd, good for Belmont. That program, and I say program because it truly has been an elite program now for a long time under Rick. And you know, every year is supposed to stand on its own, and I understand that, you know, when they're selecting this field. But that's a program that has been so good and so consistent and done it the right way. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it didn't. I think they got it right that Belmont should be in the field. And when you look again, you know, how they played and how consistent they've been, it's so cool to see his emotion, you know, what it means to him, what it means to him for his kid and for that school to get in as an at-large. I mean, that just doesn't happen in those conferences. Very, very, very rare. Those mid-major conferences like that where you get bumped or get upset in your conference tournament and get an at-large bid. So pretty fired up to watch them play Temple on Tuesday, and I think they've got a great chance to win.
Chris, everybody's filling out brackets. Who do you have winning it all?
It's the Z show. It's the Zion Williamson show. I mean,
yes, it is. Goodness.
I saw today where they're the biggest favorite going into the tournament since Kentucky in 14-15.
Yeah, and that Kentucky team was undefeated.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about Duke. You know, when he's clearly healthy, okay? But you know, if they get into a game where, you know, you take him out a little bit, I mean, you know, he's going to get his 20-plus points, and he's so effective defensively. But if they're not hitting their threes, then that's sort of, you know, that's a game-changer a little bit.
Which could happen.
Yeah, but I think Duke's clearly the team to beat right now, and I like their draw, too.
How many teams do you think can win this tournament? What does it feel like to you? I mean, it feels like any of the two seeds could win it, right?
Any of the two seeds. You know, it seems like every year we have that, you know, whether it's an 8, 9, 10, 11 seed,
yeah,
make the Final Four. I don't know that we're going to see that this year. I don't know that we're, you know, as soon as I say that, we'll have two of them in it. But, no, I think there's 9 to 10 teams that can win it. So Tennessee, I think, is poor performance as that was by Tennessee, and as good a performance as it was by Auburn, you know, I think Tennessee is a veteran enough of a veteran team to use that going forward, and I think you'll see them play a lot better. I mean, I sort of thought Tennessee might be a team that a lot of the pundits and national analysts pegged as an early, you know, to lose early, and it looks like it's just the opposite. A lot of people are picking them to win that week and get to the Final Four. You know, it's a lot of high expectations for this team, and they didn't win the SEC Tournament Championship. They didn't win the regular season championship. But we all know that in college basketball, it's what you do in the NCAA tournament that everybody remembers. And this team, as fun a team as it's been, and as good a bunch of guys, this is what they wanted to do back when they started. It was to get into the NCAA tournament and make a run to the Final Four.
Chris Lowe, our guest at CLO ESPN on Twitter. Chris, thanks for the time as always, brother.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Chris Lowe joins us usually a couple times each week, and I always love catching up with him.